Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Typically, it's a Tuesday visit with Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department, but we have A&M baseball taking place tomorrow, so I've asked Kelly to jump in this afternoon, and it's been a busy start to the week with traffic issues. One up on the north side of town there off the freeway at the Highway 21 exit.
Yes, about 10 o'clock this morning, we had an 18-wheeler that was going southbound on the west frontage just south of Highway 21 near Brazos Inn, and evidently it lost control, tipped over, actually rolled all the way over, and dumped out this, it's like a sludge material that's from an oil field and all over the roadway. So that's been closed down most of the day today, so traffic was diverted around Brazos Inn for several hours today.
Something else from the weekend, wanted to get some information about, was an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon that was reported yesterday morning, the deadly weapon being a bat.
Yes. Yesterday morning about 10 o'clock as well, we had a report where two known individuals went to someone's house. They got into a fight ensued in the yard. Both parties had bats, and one of the parties that showed up at the house wound up receiving some very serious injuries in critical condition at St. Joseph Hospital.
And that is still an ongoing investigation?
Yes, it is. It's still ongoing.
Meantime, a couple of other things to remind listeners about, again, just to make sure that folks who didn't hear last week or the week before, this will be the third straight week. We just want to give a passing reminder for the next couple of weeks of the Click It or Ticket campaign.
Click It or Ticket, it starts Monday, or actually started today, and it goes through Memorial Weekend. It's basically agencies across the state are not going to give any tolerance to seatbelt violations or child restraint violations, and we encourage people to buckle up because it does save lives.
Something else that we've been visiting about the last few weeks, time's running out for those who qualify to be in the Junior Police Academy.
Yes, the Junior Police Academy is for children that are going to be, or I should say young adults, that are going to be entering the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades next year. And it's a two-week free program that they can come to the Bryan Police Department June 17th through the 27th. Monday through Thursday, so Fridays they have off, they have long weekends. The class is from 1 to 5 in the afternoon, with the exception of the very first class and the very last class, because we want the parents to be able to attend that, see what their kids are going through, and then see what they got to do for the previous 2 weeks. The application deadline is the 24th, so that's this Friday. They have to get their application in this week, and in order to participate in the program, they have to have their parents' permission. They have to turn in the application along with their last report card, which was their progress report on that fifth 6 weeks from the 2012 year. And then if they have a driver's license or Texas ID, they need to supply a copy of that.
And then finally, are traffic enforcement locations heading into some residential neighborhoods?
Yes. This week we're focusing on, like you said, residential neighborhoods. We've got 3200 block of Wilkes, which is right there near Bonham Elementary, and it's 30 miles per hour during normal traffic, and then with school zones, when they're active, it's down to 20. And then we have the 2400 block of Stevens Drive, which is another residential area in North Bryan between Texas Avenue and Old Hearn Road. So please slow down.
And make sure seat belts and boosters and child seats are all properly being used.
Exactly.
And the adult seat belts, too. I almost forgot your part of the lecture, I think it was last week, about making sure that the shoulder strap is also used.
Very much so. And everybody in the vehicle needs to have their seat belt fastened. I actually witnessed one when I was on personal leave. I mean, I wasn't working. I was driving somewhere to have a nice afternoon, and I witnessed a head-on collision, and the backseat passenger did not have a seatbelt, and he actually, because he was a very big, large man, he crushed the seat in front of him, which basically killed the person in front of him. So we encourage people to put their seatbelt on no matter where they're at.
The update from Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.